We've unfortunately had to talk about the rise of drug use in New Jersey as well as nationwide here in the show very frequently, and that rise brings with it a rise in abuse, which creates a greater risk of overdosing and death. This Wednesday, which is August 31st, is International Overdose Awareness Day, and here with a look at some of the program's policies currently exist or in the process of being implemented to address this problem and to what level this problem does exist in New Jersey. From the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies is Shauna Moses. Thanks for being here today, Shauna.
Thank you for having me.
And the website for Shauna's agency is njamhaa.org. Yep, we do have a link at our website, so no need to try to remember that. And for overall picture of Overdose Day, overdoseday.com. And just as an overview of the situation in New Jersey, we certainly have seen the rise in use of heroin, even in rural areas of northwest New Jersey, at dramatic levels and all across the age demographics. Has the dangers of overdose followed that path of use and abuse in the state?
Actually, yes. The rate of heroin use and abuse and heroin-related deaths have been increasing and at a rate higher than throughout the nation. The most recent report I've seen was from 2015 from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. From 2010 to 2015, the national rate had tripled, and in that same time period, it more than tripled in New Jersey. For example, in 2013, there were 741 heroin-related deaths in our state. That number equates to 8.3 deaths per 100,000 people, whereas nationwide in that time period, it was 2.6 deaths per 100,000 people. And it just keeps going up. In 2014, that was the fourth consecutive year that the rate in New Jersey alone of heroin-related deaths increased again. And even in certain counties, it has been astronomical. For example, in Middlesex, Monmouth, Bergen, and Passaic, from 2013 to 2014, just a one-year period, they had increases of 25% or more. So it's really skyrocketing. And in all demographic areas, all walks of life, it's definitely not just an urban issue, as you had mentioned, or in the low socioeconomic classes. It's all over.
And certainly not just simply the young people. Some of the stats I've seen, the vary year to year, although there were dramatic increases in 2013, 14, and 15, were to the point where people under the age of 35 and under now account for almost 45% of the overdoses.
Yes. Yeah, it is a major problem throughout the age groups and every demographic category, pretty much.
I know we've seen the implementation of it's called Narcan. That's the commercial term, and it's basically if someone is overdosing, they get an injection of Narcan that I think almost always saves a life. But is there a downside to that? Because I've seen reports where the police blotters, for example, where an individual has had multiple cases of Narcan injections to save them. So, yeah, it's great that it saves a life, but is it giving a false sense of security to an addict? It's letting an addict think, well, if I mess up and I'm going over the edge, they'll just give me a shot and I'll be back and I can go find another hit after I get back into shape.
I think you described that perfectly. And the thing with Narcan is it is a great product and we're glad it's available. We're so glad that access to that the reversal drug antidote is available. What has to happen is when a person is reversed from an overdose, they need to get counseling and strong encouragement to get into treatment right away so they don't continue that cycle as you described. Now, fortunately, in Ocean County, there is a pilot program which will hopefully expand to be an ongoing program, not just on a short-term basis, where recovery specialists who are individuals in recovery from addictions are counseling individuals when they do become revitalized after an overdose. And they are seeing a pretty good rate of acceptance of going into treatment. So the people who are revived they're not required to go into treatment, but they're strongly encouraged. If they don't immediately accept that, the recovery specialists follow up with them. I believe it's for at least a month. It might be as long as 3 months. And the program's fairly new. I believe it started in January of this year. But even in that short time period, they are seeing a good percentage of people. I just don't know the number off the top of my head. But they are getting people in the treatment. Now, Governor Christie announced for the fiscal year, which just started July 1st, that they're going to expand that great program into 6 more counties. And that's wonderful. And hopefully it will continue to expand. Because that's going to increase the opportunities for people to achieve recovery from the addiction, and rather than going through that recycle, repeat, overdose, revive, overdose, revive.
That was Shauna Moses from the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org, as we discuss how this coming Wednesday, August 31st, is International Overdose Awareness Day, overdoseday.com, a little more information, get some stats, and some paths to help and recovery as you can at the NJ Associated Mental Health and Addiction Agency website. And, of course, we have both those links over at our page at issuesandideasradio.com. And that certainly is good news, Shauna, about how that pilot program is being expanded, because up to now we saw there was an urging and a transformation in the criminal justice system, that if someone was facing a nonviolent drug charge, governor and pretty much all the legislature is in favor of treatment instead of incarceration. But at that point, you're almost too late to help a person if they're that serious into any sort of drug addiction. It's obvious that the earlier you can get to someone, the better. And maybe with this case, too, if someone gets an injection of Narcan, they have a choice. Well, you can go to jail because obviously you've committed a criminal act, or you can go into treatment. And that sounds like Ocean County has the right idea with that. It's a close cousin to what they're thinking of doing with people statewide who are facing a judge right now.
Absolutely, right. And whatever the context is where people are getting the intervention, whether it's getting into treatment rather than jail or reverse from an overdose, or ideally even earlier than that in the process of an addiction being developed, definitely the earlier someone gets treatment, the better. And that's true with all illnesses. And a big issue is that generally in our society, addiction is not recognized as an illness, but it is. It's something in the brain that once, maybe not immediately, but it's the chemical makeup of a person's brain that reacts to a drug or alcohol or any substance that develops into an addiction. So it's a brain-based illness, and same with mental illness. So, and just like if you discovered you had cancer or diabetes, the earlier you get treatment for that, the more likely you are to be successfully treated for that. And it's the same thing with substance use disorders and mental illnesses.
When you look at the various stats of drug abuse, drug overdoses, people seeking treatment going up to record numbers throughout the state, how much of a strain is this placing the various mental health and addictions agencies, both state-run, county-run, and independently run, and how are they preparing, or are they able to prepare for what seems to be, at least for the near future, a continuing increase in all of these numbers?
It definitely is a challenge, and especially for the members of NJAMA, the trade association where I work, which are primarily serving the Medicaid population and funded by state. Well, for now it's contracts, but it's moving to fee-for-service, but it's still mostly Medicaid. The funding is so low that it is making it very difficult for our providers to serve everyone in need. And they are mission-driven. They're not profit-driven. So they'll do anything they can to ensure that people receive the services they require. However, money obviously is still required. So when the funding is insufficient, the providers are doing as much as they can, but at some point it's going to be impossible to serve everybody in need, because the increase in need, it just keeps, that demand, it keeps going up. So that's why we continue to advocate for increased funding, higher Medicaid rates, and with the fee-for-service system, which actually a lot of addiction treatment providers are already in fee-for-service. Mental health providers will be transitioning next year, which means they won't have the contract funding anymore. It's just going to make it difficult. A lot of the rates are too low, and without the cushion of contract funding, which they'll lose once they transition to fee-for-service, it's just going to make it more difficult. So we're trying to convince the state to raise rates as much as they possibly can and also continue that contract funding as a cushion for a couple of years to try to prevent the loss of services for anyone who is already receiving services, and also to ensure that anyone who develops a need for services can receive them.
Yeah,
it's definitely a challenge.
You know, to say the least, and it's going to get more challenging before it becomes any sort of reduction in the needs for these services, but that's where the information and the various programs will help solve and resolve some of these challenges. As I mentioned, this coming Wednesday, August 31st, is International Overdose Awareness Day, which you can learn more about at overdoseday.com. And to find help and agencies and services that are available near you here in New Jersey, you can go to the websites of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, njamhaa.org. We have these links over at our webpage as well. And from the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, we've been talking with Shauna Moses. Shauna, thanks so much for helping us understand the severity of this issue, the need for change and improvement, possible options. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.